Cause you're hot, then you're cold. You're yes, then you're no. You're in, then you're up. You're up, then you're down. You think we have the song? How many times have we? How many hundreds of episodes have we seen?
Plus,
actually seeing Katy Perry perform it live.
No, I have not.
I did, but I still don't have the lyrics quite down. So we've decided to try doing it daily for as often we can manage it.
We'll see how it goes.
So today was episode 10 and the beginning of Nigella week.
Yeah.
Would you see those girls screaming when Nigella showed up at the
apartment? All the contestants were very excited to see her.
Yeah, but I have a hot take for you. Mm-hmm. She doesn't deserve to have a whole week. She's not a chef. By her own admission, she collects unoriginal recipes and republishes them. She's a television personality, a celebrity. She's not, look at the people they've had weeks for before. Freaking legends, Marco Pierre White, the youngest 3 Michelin star chef ever in the UK. Gordon Ramsay, draped in Michelin stars. And these are guys who bust their ass from the bottom to the top. Sheer genius, Heston Blumenthal, full week, deserved it. Nigella, she's a celebrity.
Week 3. So it's like a soft entrance into the world of cooking.
But she's not an authority. And she can't really teach anybody anything. She's
treat her as an authority.
But she's not.
It seems like Australians have a very soft spot for Nigella.
As do British. And I can't get behind it. It seems to undermine. It'd be like having the local weatherman come in, or a popular weatherman, and come in and give him, you know, a whole week on the show because he likes to eat out a lot and he sometimes writes a food column and
but
he likes to cook at home.
But the judges are still there. She just kind of spices it up.
Look, they are caught up in celebrity. There's. When Heston was there, the first time Marco Pierre White did a week there, it was for me even life changing. The way he operated in the kitchen, and he's a master of that craft. They gain something by him being there. They don't gain anything from Nigella. I don't know. I think it's just a ratings thing. I'm not going to belabor the point all week long because apparently she's here, so that's that.
Yeah. I think it's like a soft entrance into the world of cooking. They all know her. They know. I'm sure she knows flavors.
I think it's just for the rating. I mean, I just think it's for the ratings. I don't think she, because they're always brought in to instruct, to teach, to get something for the contestants to get something out of them. They just, honestly. And they have so, and I don't know if this is just because they want to have a woman have a full week, but there are many accomplished. They could bring Christina Tosi in from the U.S.
She's busy with MasterChef U.S.
Well, Gordon wasn't too busy to come in, so maybe. Anyway, all right, I'm gonna put that aside. So what do we think of George's beard?
I did not notice.
Really? He has a full-on beard now. He's usually clean-shaven, or he's like, hasn't, or okay, we're not, oh, I thought. So this conversation is interesting for the same reason Nigella Lawson is on the show. They both have the same level of relevance to cookery and developing as a chef, so we'll let that go. Interesting to me
Episode 10. What actually happened?
Yeah, so they did the, they had a mystery box of ingredients selected by Nigella. King George Whiting was one of the primary ingredients, some mm-hmm. minced lamb and plums. And I was a little surprised that the winner, which got you to the immunity, was Nicole. Jess. Sorry, we're getting on top of it. Hey, we're amateurs. You get what you pay for here, right? How much are you paying for this podcast? No, Jess won with a pavlova.
Well, she knew she played too. Into the Nigella's heart. I mean, what she referred to Nigella as the pavlova master, and she referred to herself as one.
Yeah, pavlova is one of those dishes you make with your 5-year-old when you just feel like teaching them how to do something in the kitchen. I was actually more intrigued by the smoked ice cream that Nicole did. I was not really familiar with this technique, but when you think about it, like Have you ever put marshmallow over fire and roasted it a little bit?
Yes.
You know that nice flavor it gives it? Imagine, that's what I imagine that does to the ice cream, because the techniques that I've aware of, you smoke some of the cream heavily, and then you mix it with cream that wasn't smoked to balance it, because if it's over-smoked, it's too bitter and people don't like it. But that's the one thing I saw on the show that I really wanted to taste, because I've never had anything like that before. So now we go to, after, so there were five of them got tasted. One of them got selected. That was Jess. She went sent up to the gantry.
Yeah.
Safe in the gantry with her plum pavlova. The others became team captains. Well, what does it mean to be a team captain? It means you kind of go first in the marathon, the cooking marathon. Now,
well, look, in this particular case, yes, you go first, but the team captain has a authority, and it has been like that throughout the competition.
Well,
team captain is someone that guides the team, that sets the tone, gives a green light on the things we're gonna make and things we're gonna drop. It's the authority figure.
But I don't think, even though they were by name captain, I don't think the captains had any authority here, because the moment their 15 minutes were over, they didn't get to pick their team. They did not get to have like last touches on the dish. They weren't there throughout it. They were
they decided what they're gonna cook, and that's a big deal.
But
they set the team up.
They can set the team up. But the person who comes in after them, it's almost like a CEO after the previous CEO has been fired. They can throw everything out.
That depends on the captain's leadership.
That is true. I mean, it's a very volatile leadership, because, like I said, in fact, one of the team captains completely abrogated. And again, it's somewhat unfair because they didn't.
Are you talking about Abby?
I am talking about Abby. Let's not beat around the bush here.
The green team.
We've never quite seen this before, because we've seen cases where captains have not done a good job or not been very clear. And I think that was probably the case with the red team, where she threw too much information at Waleed. Some of it's probably Waleed's fault.
No, yeah. Look, she said it was... she said she wanted to do the ice cream sandwich. She said that the star ingredient is pistachios. Star niece was in the ice cream.
If he did, if it wasn't clear to him, look.
I think he just zoned out. I mean, there's nothing that wasn't clear. It's just instructions on how it's proceeding, what he has to keep an eye on.
Yeah.
She did talk a lot, but, you know, you have to be able to take the information, process it, and then work with it.
I agree.
He completely zoned out.
I agree. I mean, I'd have to go back and watch, but he definitely did not seem up to task to receive that information. Maybe she did not give it in as simple a way she could.
Seconds.
I know. So she should have simplified it. She was just nonstop talking the whole time at a very fast pace. You know, it reminds me of previous.
But it's not as if he cannot.
I hear you.
Repeat it.
I hear you. I think he bears the burden of most of the problems with that.
Yes.
But it actually makes me wonder if the producers forbid the one thing that I'd seen done before, is what they will do is the departing chef will write on the board using like margarine or butter
I think it was in a different kind of circumstances where they did not have the chance to communicate, because 45 seconds is it's not a lot, but you can get the craw that
writing the down idea. The steps, but that gets to sort of a bigger question that with these first of all, these marathons, we've seen this in seasons past.
Yeah,
it's a time where you see pretty early on who can handle pressure and who folds. And we clearly saw some people fall, but we also saw somebody really rise to the task here.
And also the independent thinkers.
Right.
A lot of them were worried, oh, what was I supposed to do? How this was meant to be?
Mm-hmm.
And once you're in the kitchen, once the 45 seconds have passed, you have to take control.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know.
You have to take, basically, you have to take complete ownership.
Complete ownership. And you feel like. Something. This is not going the direction, or this needs something.
You fix it.
You fix it, like Tessa did with the salad.
Mm-hmm.
She felt like there was a need for a fresh ingredient, and She went.
She just
for
did it.
It.
She didn't.
Yeah.
Was it supposed to be here? About like there's something that happens to people when they're being given instruction. Sometimes they just stop thinking and they're just all about following those instructions. You see it in all kinds of capacity, but the strength that some of these contestants have to say, look, this isn't right, I'm gonna frigging fix it. And you got that a little bit with the red team when they recognized that they had the wrong ingredient with Joe. But I actually remember back to season 9 where somebody really stood out that had not been featured very heavily before. That was Carly, who made it all the way to third place. And I think she was cheated. She was cheated out of a victory, or at least a chance to make into the final. Because we won't go into that. But she was cheated out of first place. But she finished third. But it was the marathon test that where she totally took ownership, took control, saved a dish, turned things around. And I think Tess did sort of the same thing.
Yeah, I mean, some people in the green team seem to be on the path of turning things around, but just kind of couldn't deliver and were worried about what was supposed to be there instead of what they can make.
They were just set up horribly. But I mean, the captain,
you
kind of got
they Abby. Deserve to.
Well, Abby completely screwed up.
Yeah, I mean, she prepared the
orange. She did orange, separated the oranges.
Ways. I mean,
and
she did suggest that ice cream should be vanilla. I do not know what was the idea behind that.
She didn't have any ideas.
But why wouldn't...
Well, this also gets back to a bigger question for a contestant in a marathon situation, is that sweet versus savory. And we kind of saw how it operated. And I think that it's sort of like the other determinative decision is of meat versus seafood that we discussed in the last episode, sweet versus savory. Sweet is a chemical, is much more of a chemical process. Things are, quote, literally baked in at the beginning and very hard to change. Whereas the savory, it can be adjusted. And it's also, most of those savory dishes, you can tell, you don't even have to taste them to know what's going on. Oh, clearly that is a pistachio crusted lamb. I think it's just the easier route. And the other thing about savory is that, let's say you have an hour. It was an hour, right? They had
75 minutes.
With a savory dish, if everything had gone to hell, the last two guys could have just started completely from scratch and done a dish just about as good as the one we saw with the lamb. They might have needed a different protein or cooked the lamb in a different way. But they could almost start from scratch into a great savory pistachio dish, like, you know, in that 30 minutes. Was with the, you know, the sweet.
But it really depends. I mean, what I took away from this episode that it really depends on the contestants. We've seen in a few seasons back where each prepares one component and then they just kind of put it together.
Mm-hmm.
And this time, Green Team was not able to do that.
Right. I mean, so desserts on this show operate usually through multiple components, whereas with savories you can kind of get it's simplified.
You can still do one thing in 15 minutes.
Yeah,
fine.
Right.
If you bake something, it takes longer. But
so if you're on the
once
sweet
it's
side,
in the oven.
If you're on the sweet side, I think the mindset should be to think about the things that are going to take the longest, and you do that first, and then let each person add
exactly.
a component or give them a suggestion as to what they could be.
So when Abby wasted the first 15 minutes organizing.
Well, she did give them all Silpats and
sieves. Without any
idea
what they're going to cook and if they're going to need them, she just crowded the surface of the workbench.
Well, she turned the ice cream machine on.
Without an ice cream in it.
She turned it on. I'm trying. Yeah.
No, that was, I don't know, what was it, nerves or... But like Nigel said, you take a breath, you understand you're in this situation, and you... work that you have. I mean, she seemed very proud of what she had done at the beginning.
Yeah,
I
she was like,
she said, I set them up for a great cook.
Yeah, and absolutely did not. I mean,
others fell. No one rose to the occasion, the green team, but ultimately, I think it was her failure to lead or have any idea what to cook.
Well, that's true, but on the other hand, every one of those people that came after her,
mm-hmm.
once she was gone, she really was gone, They could have done anything with the remaining hour, 45 minutes, 30 minutes.
Yeah.
I guess 15 minutes is a little short to turn things around, but any one of them could have just thrown it all away and said, "Hey, we're doing a potassium crusted fish or something."
Yes. I mean, they were not prepared. They were very weak.
Yeah.
And that's the biggest takeaway.
Yeah. So yeah, the takeaways. Look, when it's your turn, take ownership. All right, we're going to wrap this episode up. Thanks for joining us. If you have any feedback, email us afterchefaustralia@gmail.com.
Dot com.
And we'll probably be launching our little Twitter account so that we can get into the hashtags. So that's how we pick up more people, more listeners. So please, what do we say at the end of every podcast?
Rate us. It really helps other new listeners to find us.
Yes. Can we say brought to us by Squarespace? No. Is that going to give us money? Or Audible? Can we get some of that Audible money?
I don't think it works like that.
Yeah. So Audible, please send us money. We just mentioned you. All right. Thank you very much. We'll see you tomorrow.
Bye.